Howl for Carl Solomon. I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the Negro streets at dawn looking for an angry fix.
I put my hand in my pocket. What do I feel? 110 stories of concrete and steel. I like to watch. That plane-shaped pole really gets me hot. But the big ball of fire is the money shot.
Angel-headed hipsters burning for the ancient heavenly connection to the starry dynamo and the machinery of night. Who poverty and tatters and hollow-eyed and high set up smoking in the supernatural darkness of cold water flats floating across the tops of cities, contemplating jazz.
Right. Well, a pleasure indeed to be here, and what a marvelous weather condition you have created for this afternoon on intuition. It must be indeed that you are ready and willing to absorb all kinds of information as you've created such clear and beautiful skies and all of that. Well, indeed you are ready, most definitely so. For indeed on your spiritual journey, on your quest, as you might view it, it is time now to be looking at very specifically this issue of intuition, both to develop the intuition that you already have, indeed you all are intuitive, most definitely so, and the key is to develop it more completely and to open yourselves up to more of that intuition that is indeed there. And so as we begin this afternoon, we want to begin by looking at the importance of intuition. It's a nice word, sounds good. It, as we suggested in the flyer, that it can go from some sort of frolic in the area of guesswork all the way up to some sort of spine-tingling psychic hit. But for most people, intuition is just sort of, you know, one of those things that people have and use sometimes to rather without any kind of sense of grappling it, or holding on to it, or using it with any kind of precision. It's just one of those hit and miss sort of situations.
That will be deeply ruthless, and that may shock many people, although you certainly hinted at it by your introduction to the book. And in my book, I have warnings from 317 different sources, many of them from the left, the middle, the right, who specifically basically say the same thing.
They certainly did in the book, and a lot of them from places you would never imagine that kind of information coming from.
Just in the recent weeks since my book came out, three prominent sources have said the exact same thing, and I'll mention one right now. In the August Esquire, Norman Mailer interviews Pat Buchanan. The theme of the interview partly is that the left and right should join together to stop the large corporations, which is very much part of what I write. And Mailer said if they are not stopped, some form of totalitarianism is going to occur.
Made it.
Well, we can't stay very long, Miss Brookhurst.
Oh, you can stay a little while, can't you?
Well, we really have to be going soon. See, we only dropped by to discuss the purchase of the Bentley Classic.
Well, like I told you over the phone, it's an absolutely gorgeous car. You just have to see it.
Every car we've bought from you has been gorgeous.
So a whole host of information is displayed from this channel bar and scribble strip section. Moving up, we then have our record arm status for each of the individual channel strips. And then above that, we then get to our analog front end.
Three. Legalized drugs, police state now. 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 Legalized drugs, police state now.
I like to watch the plane going in. I like to watch the flame shooting out. People dive into the street while I play with my meat. My steel melted and my tower is coming down.
...16 Class A Focusrite mic preamps available for you.
Some people would say it's actually too late, that the mechanism for control is so deeply entrenched now in everything from additives in food being unregulated to subliminal messages in the mass media, that, boy, a small strata of the society may wake up, may try to seize some of their freedom and sovereignty back, but it may be that the horses have run and the corral is open.
Who bared their brains to heaven under the L and saw Mohammedan angels staggering on tenement roofs illuminated, who passed through universities with radiant, cool eyes hallucinating Arkansas and Blake Light tragedy among the scholars of war, who were expelled from the academies for crazy and publishing obscene odes on the windows of the skull.
Love, you might say, is the burning point of life, and since all life is sorrowful, so is love. And the stronger the love, the more that pain, but love bears all things. Love itself is a pain, you might say, that is the pain of being truly alive.
The New York skyline will never be the same, but the guys who flew those planes had fucking amazing aim. I like to watch. There must have been a reason, but I don't understand why they hit the Pentagon instead of Disneyland. I like to watch. I like to watch the plane going in. I like to watch the flame shooting out. It's raining broken glass while I sit on my ass.
Fine. We had a little agreement. Only I used the Darling Book. Because it was moody. The catch on it?
Yeah.
If the catch popped open, the Darling Book just opened up.
Yeah.
While you were driving or whatever.
Yeah.
You had to make sure it was really locked down. So I just said, don't ever use it. I'm the only one that uses it. Freddie's van is the same way. He doesn't allow Roberta to touch those doors. His galling doors, because he's had the exact same thing happen to him. His are fiberglass. And you know, he's even locked it down himself and had it popped open. So she gets all my tools loaded in a van, and it shuts the door and jumps back in the van. Well, it wasn't locked in place good enough. And I'm like, steam's rising off my head. I get into the van and we drive away. I was probably doing about 35, 40 miles an hour, going up this little country road, and Martha goes, Jim, stop the van. She had looked in her side view mirror and seen the gold wing popped open.
I'm like, I couldn't
spit it out fast enough, right? Well, it's too late. And the going door's out like this, telephone pole, boom!
Oh, it, man!
Ripped it right off. And I look in my rearview mirror, side view mirror, and it's going like a frisbee. And it goes, bam! It lands on the ground. I went back and picked it up. It was cracked, right? I went back and picked it up. Popped it onto the side of the van.
Right.
And got... Luckily, I had a cordless drill and some screws in the van. And I just screwed it right in the fucking van. And so we drove home with it screwed in the van.
Man!
$1,100 just went.
Wow.
You were very angry.
Man.
You know what? It was one of the few times that I've ever been that mad at Martha. But I was only mad for a little bit.
Yeah.
I can't stay mad at her for more than 5 minutes.
My steel melted and my tower is coming down. I'd almost had enough of watching planes explode until they showed it in reverse. And I had to shoot my load. I like to watch. Now my hand's all sticky and I cannot find a rag. I guess I'll have to use the American flag. I like to watch. I like to watch the plane going in. I like to watch the flame shooting out. People dive into the street while I play with my meat. My steel melted and my tower is coming down.
Either for the analysis or the journal articles, or anything like that. And that would be a good subject to look into. Because some of us went through the McCarthy period. How many of you were over 21 under McCarthy? And you know how frightened people were about how fast it was slipping away from us at the time with that total McCarthy-inspired red baiting and the red scare, and how everyone backed off until, you know, a couple of senators, Margaret Chase Smith and others, began challenging him. But whole careers were ruined. People, free speech was stifled. And to this day, there are people who will never advance any kind of ideological issue because it can have an ISM attached to it. And to this day, there are people who remember how they're afraid to speak out on the most modest issues. To this day, there are people who remember how they were afraid to speak out. Most modest issues.
this one picked up?
This one's out of New York, and it's in mint condition. Remember that 53 Mercedes with the gold wing doors?
Yeah. Well, we made a couple of bucks on it.
And they're saying, why? What could possibly...
Or how?
...be in place? How are these photons of light still connected to this physical DNA? This experiment was called the DNA phantom effect, is what it's called. It's been replicated several times. And what they're showing from this is that there is a field of energy that we haven't recognized in the past, previously unrecognized form of energy, and that the physical molecule of DNA is affecting non-physical matter, light, through this...
Maybe a good parallel would be a permanent magnet. If you get a nail near a permanent magnet and stroke it a few times,
right.
Take the permanent magnet away and the nail remains magnetized.
Through a force, and we're saying why? Because the magnet's no longer there.
That's right. Well, I was just trying to come up with a parallel.
Well, that would be an analogy. There is obviously something going on in the nail that we understand. But with the DNA, for them to even think, to even suspect that physical DNA would have an effect on the non-physical matter.
Well, it documents the force that we're trying to talk about here.
They've got the largest gland. Who owns it?
The largest land, they own it. This is taken from an official speech by Bill Studman. He was director of NSA until 92. Example of one of the collection systems, and this is the sort of typical filtering you have. The system, you can see which system he talked about. It'll be one of the subsystems that we've seen probably. It takes a million inputs per half hour. The filters, echelon, discard, all but 6,500. 2,000 of those meet forwarding criteria. Analysts will select 20, and two reports get disseminated to policymakers. So immense filtering. I mean, it's a processing, and that's what echelon is about. This is one example, just to defeat anybody who says it isn't commercial and so on. In fact, taken from Australia, but it's got the... All their stuff is classified top secret umber. That's the SIGINT code word. Then there may be a string of others. Gamma, if it's sensitive. Spoke, if it's secret. And a string of project code names. All the compartments of what is called sensitive compartmented information, SCI. You have to have all the clearances. You have to have each separate clearance for every code word of the document. If you're going to handle this stuff or look at it in a computer, you have to go into what's called a SCIF, a sensitive compartmented information facility. Just to keep it all secret. Traffic analysis. Now, this isn't drawn from SIGINT, but law enforcement. One of the methods that this is just taken from some software from a demo, and it's for the police and law enforcement system, which plots this information. The utility of just the traffic data. This can be derived in SIGINT or in law enforcement's derived by serving the terror communications operators with a warrant to get access to what numbers people call. You factor that in. You draw up the wheel showing the density of communications to particular countries and people, and then you marry that up to see who calls who with what frequency. Analyze it for significance. Carry on, and bingo!
If there isn't much choice at the national level, where you basically, in America now, it's so censored, the campaigns, all you get are a few advertisements, and then these same idiot conservatives analyzing the advertisements instead of the issues, people basically choose whatever face they can best stomach having to see on TV for the next 4 years.
Black. Can't we turn them on?
They are on.
Why can't we see any stars?
Hey, you know, I think we must be outside the galaxy.
We're picking up speed. We're heading out into intergalactic space. Arthur,
Check out the rear screens, will you?
I feel cold, all alone in this infinite void.
Apart from the fleet of black battlecruisers behind us.
What?
Which particular fleet of black battlecruisers is that, Earthman?
Oh, the ones on the rear screens. Sorry, I thought you'd noticed them.
And you've heard undoubtedly marvelously wonderful stories about various individuals with their ahas and their eurekas and their various magnificent insights, and all are certainly familiar with Einstein's theory of relativity coming to him in a dream and being the result of the initial feeling, the initial awareness that the intuitive hit that there's something here that he needs to develop and to understand more clearly, that now has become indeed fact and quite a major part of rational thinking and all of that.
Who cowered in unshaven rooms in underwear, burning their money in waste baskets and listening to the terror through the wall.
Basically choose whatever faith they can best stomach having to see on TV for the next 4 years.
Creative process.
Oh, absolutely. Now, in the beginning, I had to visit a lot of places to program my visual database. It's just like a CAD program. But my mind is like, it's like CAD virtual reality.
Money we're giving away to the world, the foreign aid. They're laughing at us.
Are ramming it right down your throat.
Sure. Actually, that foreign aid businesses, we put them on there.
Really giving money to the guys who are buying from the rich people, from the manufacturers over here. That's where the money's going. It's not just being given to them any other way. But the thing is, there's so much money being wasted.
Yes,
W.H.
Silvers. And what was he trying to do? What was his purpose? Yes, Adele?
He's trying to establish NATO as a capitalist universe, really valuable.
Yeah, well, he wanted higher wages. He wanted an 8-hour worker there. But he tried to unite. This is an important thing about this union. He tried to unite all labor unions of the country into a federation membership. What on the horizon, or what existed that forced labor to turn to collective bargaining? What was there a lack of?
WZBC. Sleepy little country station. Here in the backwater, a little bit of the Midwest here in the Northeast. sociocultural sector for that one. Here in the Balkanized States of America, citizens of the world, sometimes called, well, with the information subterfuge and everything, you know, the one world propaganda program now. Just can't get that image of the Quonset Hut Tahitian native watching a TV screen without electricity. Of course, if he had electricity, it would be Gilligan's Island in Tahitian, of course. One of the worst content organizations, entertainment product ever made. But since this is America, land of the rationale, not the international, that is, we splain me Lucy everything and live with it, get used to it, homeostasis it, and forget about it. I think you all had my mom. Of course, you know, that's the phenomenon. Since each of us creates the entire world in our own image, and our parents were so influential in the forming of content, much more than psychobabble would admit, because they only get a little bit of the picture, all of which has been rationalized away by now, but there's lots more there, and it's a lot more impactful than even the professional, institutional experts know. So I think my mom had a lot to do with today's world that you live in. Now, she wasn't an evil mom. She just used to like to rationalize things that were too irritating to her to say truthfully. Too annoying. Uncomfortable. Now we're just lucky we didn't have somebody else's mom for our world. At least the one I'm talking about. Which temporarily right now is the one you're allowing me to give you. Because Hitler had it wrong, you know. You don't have to take over the world. But he didn't know that. Maybe the next time he'll get a jump start on the competition. New Metaphysics, the Right Honorable, the Major, Gary Geiserman, the Instigator, being kind to you because of the media. I have to be congenial and digestible. I mean, we're communicating, and that means we have to be nice to each other and go down like baby food and things like that. For several hours now, several hours more of this, through the wonderful addition to our world of machines, soulless, realityless assumptions between us.
Secure, yes, communication, lack of security, concern for the job.
So as that money expert on AM radio in your town would say, welcome to my world, and God help you, because in my world, I like to play with the full spectrum, like a scanner. And if we scan fast enough, which we will if we are not impeded or get too hot, we can pert near transcend the soulless, real, less contrivances between me and me, or I and I. Otherwise known in programming code as UU. U in code. Which I ignore because I have stuff at Expander.
And you told Zassin that Hungary had been the only country where you could not keep up with the rate of deportations. You made a comparison between the various countries. In Holland, you said that it was beautiful how the trains rolled. In Denmark, you said that the refusal to hand over Jews was scandalous. Did you say these words?
I can't give you any detailed or precise information about this because at certain times during the interview we were drinking alcohol and I do not know whether I was under the influence at that precise point.
Whether under the influence of alcohol or not, did you say these words? Or did you not say these words?
I only know one thing, that as of now, I will no longer give my comments, and I shall not answer any more questions, since I consider the Sasson interview to be untrue and inauthentic and not correct, for the reasons I have already explained.
You will reply to questions until I, the presiding judge, release you from so doing.
Your Honor, I am prepared to do so. But I have the feeling that I am being grilled here for as long as it takes to roast the steak through on the basis of a document that is so full of shortcomings as can be demonstrated clearly.
There is something else in the Sasson document. It is said here, by you, that you observed Jews being loaded into freight cars. Is that true?
Jews being loaded into freight cars?
So I hope that this gets you to understand that performance is more than just megahertz. And I hope you're not fooled by the megahertz myth. Thank you.
Americans are noted the world around, you know, for having great courage, having a great military. But the world's view of us in many places with many people is we just don't have the stomach to stick anything out. And it was said, well, we were great during World War II, yeah, but this is a new generation, or they all spoil.
It better change.
We're now being put to the test. But I'll tell you this, if they could go down to ground zero here in Lower Manhattan, and you referred to it earlier, and see the following. See those firemen? Take his birthday, will you?
Okay, I'll tell you what.
I can finish.
No, Dan, take care of yourself. We'll be right back here with Dan Rather.
Around the electric substation.
Yeah, but the visualization is part of the creative process.
Oh, absolutely. Now, in the beginning, I had to visit a lot of places to program my visual database. It's just like a CAD program, but my mind is like, it's like CAD virtual reality. I went to all these feed yards and I went to all these plants and I saw all these facilities. Now I've got pictures in my mind of, you know, different kinds of fences and gates and pieces of concrete.
Marvin, what makes you think this is an admiral's flagship?
I know it is. I borrowed it for him.
Then why the planet of hell didn't you tell us?
You didn't ask.
You know what we've done? We've dropped ourselves into the vanguard of a major intergalactic war.
We want to look at it this afternoon to begin by looking at the importance of intuition. For indeed, on your spiritual journey, we have talked about several first steps that are indeed important to take. Indeed, those first steps being that of developing a loving relationship and developing a loving relationship with yourself or with others. Functioning and coming from the place of being a loving person is one particular mode, one particular method of beginning, another, that of developing excellence and the various components within that function, most at the core of it, the elegant creation of reality. Similarly, that of developing the seven values of self, self-awareness, self-worth, esteem, love, confidence, respect and realization, which leads ultimately to the unconditional love, as the first step in your spiritual journey, your spiritual adventure. And also the first step, somewhat amorphous, somewhat abstract, but nonetheless valuable, that of getting in touch with and having a sense of communication, of communion with your higher self on a regular, defined basis.
To relax. Come to the country and relax. You know what? The country makes me uptight. All right? It makes me feel like I have to put on a bulletproof vest, or actually more like circular saw vest. Circular saw proof vest. You know, something that, you know, I always feel like nobody would like me in the country. You know what I mean?
I remember I was at Princeton at the time, and Professor H.H. Wilson, anybody remember H.H. Wilson, Department of Politics? He took on McCarthy at the time publicly, and my own classmates were saying, well, I really don't want to go up and shake his hand because someone may take a picture.
Got busted in their pubic beards returning through Laredo with a belt of marijuana for New York, who ate fire in paint hotels or drank turpentine in Paradise Alley, death, or purgatoried their torsos night after night.
I think how it was closer to my own experience and a kind of contemporary tone.
How are you? Let me see. I've been down in New York moving my mother, but I've got to go down this part of this week. But I'll be around this weekend. But I'm home up until about 6 o'clock tonight, and then I got to go out and whatever. But anyhow, I'll catch up with you. Maybe I'll call you this evening if I'm around. I have to go to a temple. By the way, Happy New Year. And we'll talk. Also, I want to discuss with you, I have some furniture. You know that couch? You might want it for your place, because I'm sure you don't have a chair or a couch. But anyhow, we'll talk. All right, give me a call. Bye.
You mean this ship we've stolen is the Admiral's flagship?
That's the way it's looking. Perhaps we should just ask them if they want it back. You know, if we were reasonably polite about
it. They might just let us off with being lightly killed.
Yeah, well, at least it's better than...
It isn't better than anything at all, is it?
No.
Hey!
That's about as far as it goes. But then I also got back into voting when I realized how much fun it was to vote against sports stadiums.
Thank you.
people have been carried away with it, and along with it, they can't possibly turn around and say, well, at the end of this process, you know, all of the advice we gave you the last 6 years was completely without basis, not
right.
presuppositions. In actual fact, this is a managed, manipulated market.
I read City, you know, so maybe I'm defensive about it, but it's uncomfortable. I mean, I am uncomfortable right now, and I'm afraid I'm never going to be able to get warm. See, that's the thing about the country. It's outside.
And were her roommates there?
Yes.
Okay, so they potentially saw you? They did see you?
They saw me pick her up before the drinking date, but not when we arrived home.
We get warm. See, that's the thing about the country. It's outside.
I really can't remember this, no matter how hard I think about it.
Prayer begins, "Our Father, which art in heaven."
Yeah.
Could it have begun, "Our Mother"?
I don't want to be outside. I want to be in the city where it's inside. I mean, I go outside. I walk from that building to this building.
Pipeline is running twice as fast as a shorter pipeline. Give or take. And it's interesting to note that the G4 is a very efficient design because it's half the shots of the other processors. Now let's look at how Intel got to 1.8 gigahertz. They did that to going to 20 pipeline stages. Now we see that the G4 is only 7 pipeline stages. So you're thinking, well, what's a pipeline stage?
This is a metaphorical image. This is a symbolic image. And to make the point that it's not your father, your physical father. We have our Father who art in heaven. But heaven, again, is a symbolic idea. Where it would heaven be?
How are we going to get out of here, Lisa? They will pick you up in the morning. Did you hear that? Tuesday, oh my God, we're going up Tuesday. We'll pick you up in the morning. What are you kidding? Anyway, New York needs me. It's like a suburban shopping mall here now. When I'm mayor, I'm gonna build a theme park, call it New York, where there are rows and rows of funky foreboding buildings and nobody knows what's going on behind the facade. Rubble with rat swarms and shooting galleries and lots of strip joints, lots of strip joints, topless, bottomless, the whole dealless, you know? And porn stars, stores, New York. Man, you can't even see the sky in New York. Just put the porn, put it right up there, right in the sky, right? And bars that a 17-year-old with phony ID can get into and take out from. So you don't even have to stay and finish your drink in the first place if you're bar hopping. No, no, no. Drink it on the subway. Yes. Anonymous sex, bathhouses, places a newly rich basketball player can feel he spent his money. Well, hookers of all persuasions, the values, people, the values are crumbling.
I really can't remember this.
Entsinnen,
I really can't remember this. No matter how hard I think about it.
Possible with the police. Then there was the time when I was a little older that I stole some white wine. We wanted it for a party. A friend of mine and some other boys ripped off some Orientals who owned this little store. When we ran to the corner, the cops came around the corner to meet us. They were right on us. These two police officers put us up against the wall, and I kept saying to AC, who was the slowest of the group, "Let's run." I wouldn't have been caught, but I stayed with AC. I became real docile again. My mother had to come and get me from the station. 20 years later, I was stopped in Beverly Hills with Nicole. The cop claimed I had run a light. I hadn't, but I knew if I had argued with him, he probably would have ticketed me. I felt vulnerable, so I just once again became docile. And that time, I drove myself home. I decided not to make my life a no-win situation. I knew there were white people who would always see me as black, and black people who would see me as not black enough. I decided to do what I wanted to do and not let other people define my life. I would do my best with my abilities and never allow my race to be used as a weapon against me.
Dear OJ, I have one question for you. Is it true that you don't like black women? Or should I say, we don't interest you romantically, or that you don't find us attractive? I'm curious. I await your reply. Sincerely, Nadine Bynum.
Other incidents of amazing crimes and big accidents. That would have been what most Americans knew, heard about life in another country, if these events had not happened on September 11th, because that is how we approach. That's how we are raised, to approach questions that affect political and economic and cultural questions that affect most people in the world. We are raised to ignore them. So we are now, in the midst of all this grief, attempting an amazingly steep learning curve. And like anyone in times of amazing crisis, it is almost impossible to think about doing something new and different. What we think about is doing something old. We revert to what we think in our ignorance is the proper way to behave. And the proper way to behave in times of crisis is usually drawn from some previous behavior.
It has been composed of the world's wealthy people, which certainly trace their roots back centuries in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
They've not about come to the point where they're going to give any of that up. They have quasi-legitimate arms through which they function, although they're not officially acknowledged. There are organizations called the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, certainly the Bilderberg Group, one of the most notorious.
Does
The 1394 Trade Association is a consortium of around 165 companies worldwide who are dedicated to supporting and advancing the IEEE 1394 standard.
Suggested very clearly that you can pick any one or two or three or four of these particular activities as your first venture, your first step into that unknown, into that ambiguous thing called spirituality.
I just don't show it. You can hurt someone and not even know it. The next 60 seconds could be like an eternity. Gonna get low down, gonna fly high. All the truth in the world adds up to one big lie. I'm in love with a woman that don't even appeal to me. Mr. Jinx and Miss Lucy, they jumped in a lake. I'm not that eager to make a mistake. People are crazy and times are strange. I'm locked in tight, I'm out of range. I used to care, but things have changed.
Searching for hip-hop beats, stomping feet to implore the gods in vain, with rain and flocks of seagulls to muffle the sun. I'm searching for perfume, cherry blossoms, and the buzz and jerk of beats, you see. There will be no toast for the future at the banquet table of fools. I'm peeling off your straight jacket so you feel the sun, my friend. I want wings, a feather, and bones so we can fly like birds to better lands. Has anybody seen faith, beauty, and hip-hop? I have to find faith, beauty, and hip-hop, hip-hop, hip-hop,
figure it out, Jesse.
going?
No, no, no. I'm saying Elliot would rhythm. I haven't plotted any rhythms on paper.
Okay. Listen, I got to run. Okay. I got a meeting here, so I got to get my coat on.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll look up about the strike price and all that stuff.
Look about options. Research about what it says about them.
Yeah.
They're very speculative.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to run.
All right.
In Afghanistan, what was happening there, the buildup in Iran-Contra, and even though I was working during the Reagan-Bush administration, even Ronald Reagan answered to George Bush. Everybody I knew and was exposed to actually answered to Bush, except maybe Dick Cheney. It's not that he answered to him, it's that they were friends and they discussed things together. So George Bush is definitely worth mentioning. It's one that I encourage everybody to look into and study and research his history, his family's history, what he's done. I'd like to know where he is right now.
Call 1-800-JOIN-AAA.
This is your last chance. Mattress Discounter's huge mix and match sale ends Tuesday night at 9. Brand new Sealy Comfort Source and Posturepedic mattresses.
Out in my barnport, huh?
Cool, not
well, run down your ladder to the drain. I'm just going to pull the plug out.
Hi there. I'm
personally,
your new video
I'm real curious to know what that would be. But I think we definitely need to look into his relationship with Saudi Arabia and countries that are very pertinent to today's terrorist activities. We need to look into George Bush, I think, probably above all.
Now this gorgeous gal lay on the beach with long curls round her head. She had a teeny wither and his hair was flaming red. I could tell me about his father with his hair as red as that.
I know that George Bush sexually abused my daughter and had seen enough to know that that is what happened to her. And afterwards, she was bleeding primarily from her rectum. But my daughter's abuse by George Bush is something that she's yet to recall.
Nowadays, it's on my husband. I think he's disappeared. I said, I'll need a description. He said, well, he got a long white beard. And he's short and fat and bald, and the size of his nose you wouldn't credit. His eyes are crossed, he's got no teeth. All second thoughts, forget it.
So let me say two things. And I want to say, now that I got started on this, I actually want to say something else that relates to more than people of color. But let me speak to people of color before I get my 5-minute tap. One of the ways in which we do things normally is to blame, persecute, and oppress people of color. That is our usual behavior for Americans. And when we find ourselves in the crisis situation like we find ourselves right now, we are desperate to be able to blame people of color. We are searching out people of color. When the Oklahoma bombing occurred, the first person that the press said might have done it was dark skin. Probably Arabic. Person did not exist. Right? So here we have a situation where the people who allegedly committed these murders fall into the exact category that we want them to be in. Right? It could be better. Would have preferred, as Americans, we probably would have preferred to have African Americans have done this.
Oh my gosh.
It's about
African Americans had done this, it would have been easier for us to deal with what we could do with the African Americans. One of the things that we know how to round them all up. We know how to get them all in jail fast. So that's what we would have done. But now we have a different group, but it's a group that is useful because there are so many people in the United States who are concerned about not only people of color, but people of color who are born in other countries. And so now our response is, how do we use this opportunity not to ease people's grief, not to get on a steep learning curve, but how do we use this opportunity to do to those people what we wish had been done to them, which was not to have had them come here at all.
Thank you.
These are the people who pamper and glamorize the actors.
Yeah, Denise,
for the
can I get an easy tow to 131 Rowe Street, R-O-W-E, Rosedale, for stolen recovery? What is that, Rowe? Street? Yep,
R-O-W-E, Rosedale. Okay, I have it. It's going to be Metro.
Thank you.
An essential of all acting, but at the same time, many people in the industry are both jealous and resentful of the actors. These are the people who pamper, flatter, and glamorize the actor for the public, but who privately scorn and hate them, and who treat the actors as if they were not human.
Finance 5. Take me off the south end.
Glamorize the actor for the public, but who privately scorn and hate them.
And got back into it from there, but I couldn't very well just vote for the Democrats just because they were slightly less evil and horrible than the Republicans.
You learn by taking one or the combination of those steps is that ultimately you must take all four of them. Ultimately you must work to a certain degree to establish a certain proficiency with each of those components, the function with excellence, accepting and knowing the value of the components of yourself, of having that sense of being a loving person, functioning in that capacity, and very clearly having a sense of oneness, communion with your higher self.
Rehabilitation for the extreme abuses that she endured, and I wish so much that I had been able to prevent them. But that's what I'm saying about the mind control being robotic. It's so robotic, it's so absolute, that there's no ability to even think to survive. There's no ability to even think to be able to protect my own daughter from these perpetrators. And our experience was extreme, but nevertheless, it definitely provides insight into the character of these people that are in control of our country, our information, and our technology.
Any man who's just a financier in emotions also.
Yeah.
It ain't black and white is what I'm trying to say. You can't figure it out in 10 minutes. People have been working their whole lives and still haven't figured
it out. Just briefly, without going into the mechanics of it, when you buy, right, if I wanted to long a stock, like if I wanted to long pork bellies,
yeah.
What's the window? Just explain, without going into too much rich detail, do you make money when it goes five increments up or five increments down, or does it go more increments than that? How many increments up or down does it have to go for you to make money on a long, if you long pork bellies? Can you just explain that briefly, or?
No, I really can't explain it briefly, but basically, what you should do is just pretend you buy, go into the papers and pick one that you want to buy. And see what it, and let's say it's selling for, I'm making this up, $5. Okay?
Yeah.
Add another 10% to that, because that's what your commission's going to cost you or so. So if you're paying $5, it'll cost you $5.50 or $5.25. And then wait a couple of days and see what that option is worth, and see if you would have made money or lost money, whichever way you were going.
Okay.
The best way to do it is to experience it, is what I'm saying. And you'll see how much a movement makes.
That locks the door to a mind needs to be used to unlock it.
To make money once you own it, and you think it is.
Once you own the contract.
To free her from,
I thought there were certain times during the day,
from her past, to free her from them being able to access her and manipulate her yesterday. Kelly had. When Kelly began remembering her past, she went into respiratory failure as this programmed in espionage agents and went into the custody of the state of Tennessee because she didn't respond to medical treatment but responded to psychiatric. And her original diagnosis of multiple personality disorder with mind control programming was rejected by the state of Tennessee. But nevertheless, they kept custody of her through illegal and immoral means the whole time that she was growing up.
Throw up a piece of paper for me. What are the, like, the window of, it's basically like a window of time when you're waiting for somebody to deliver something to your house, right? And you, it can, what are the other basic points to remember?
Place. All of the references of religious and mythological images are to planes of consciousness or fields of experience potential in the human spirit.
We study this business and they meet secretly, usually. In secret as much as they can every year or so. And I remember you do too, that Bill Clinton went before he was nominated to a Bilderberg meeting, and it was not a surprise to many people that there was possibly a connection there.
So she's at work.
Maybe she's at
Japanese.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
your name? Frederico?
All
right, my name is
Jesse. Created this image of me as being a playboy. As Marguerite and I were just splitting up, I met Nicole and we were together for the next 15 years. When I split up with Nicole in January of 1992, I wasn't looking for anybody. There were some other girls, and there was one particular black girl that I was interested in. But I was trying to work things out with Nicole.
Uh-huh. Will that work for you?
I'm looking around at a few other places. What's your establishment like? How many, it's one casino, right?
Yes, it is. We got 1,000 rooms, 4 pools, health spa, about 8 different type of restaurants.
8 different types of restaurants. What about a sushi bar?
I don't have a sushi bar, but I do have a Chinese restaurant and a Japanese restaurant.
Uh-huh. What's your name, Frederico?
Yeah.
All right, my name's Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Not yet, actually. I'll call you back.
All right.
But thanks a lot.
And so we identify
yep.
them.
Take care.
We make them as uncomfortable as possible. Because the goal here with immigrants right now in the United States is to have them all go back. All leave. To deport them all. Now, one of the things that, of course, is happening, and you just heard it, is that we're finding more and more people who are here in various irregular ways. United States from other countries who are now getting picked up by the INS. Now, that's not so much that the INS is necessarily going after only people of color. And there actually are not only people of color who are getting picked up by the INS. It is because of the second layer here, which is every criminal justice person has been put on alert.
I didn't think you heard me because I didn't hear your response.
I was coming back from a speech in Framingham last week, and there were sheriffs stopping people on the Mass Turnpike. Because they told all the sheriff deputies, you have to go to work. Right? And so, what is there to do?
We can see the status of each of those mic pre's. They can be switched between a mic input or a +4, -10 line input. We have switchable high-pass filters. And we have 60 dB of gain available on every one of those mic pre's.
Delta 21, Frank.
Legal age, she was turned out onto the street and hadn't been deprogrammed. But Kelly and I have maintained a real close communication because what she and I endured would be, I think, very much like what soldiers might experience on the front line of a battlefield together. You develop a bond or a closeness that's very strong because of the trauma that's happening all around you. And Kelly and I had that bond. We had a mother-daughter bond. And both of us would always carry out certain orders, hoping the other person wouldn't get hurt. She was hoping that they wouldn't hurt me. I was hoping they wouldn't hurt her. And, of course, both of our efforts were in vain. But Kelly and I were very, very close, maintained communication. She's aware of who and what we're up against. She knows that what the New World Order effort is about. And she has a lot of wisdom and a lot of insight, well beyond what the average socially engineered program person on the street has, that, you know, believes that it's this race or that race or this country or that country that's the problem, when in fact mind control is the problem.
This is our third floor. It's cracked data.
Okay. Alpha 4, 26L20 report.
Zero FFC, Q2F, localizer, and thank you.
For the record, Ryan Mott, M-O-T-T, D-O-B, 72880, on apartment number 12. Social Security number 14078-1983. Our copy.
10-4, operations has it. Thank you, 5-3.
I call back because all we can hear are the crickets.
Well, I think what you can see is an artist struggling to keep a degree of resistance in the work, a degree of an edge, difficulty. Ease is the great energy of the artist, and when you get too good at it, you start just performing what you know you can do.
Operation to 4-6.
Demonstrating that you can do it yet again and again. What you can see in this show is a series of works and then an attempt to alter some variables, keep myself engaged, keep myself off balance, reintroduce a little degree of difficulty and a little resistance so that I could get re-engaged with my work and so it had urgency again.
436, you have a call back here?
You have to have a totally new experience. Now, one of the things that I do is I work in postures, and I work with helping people get connected with their bodies and their feelings so that they can use this wonderful mechanism as a way of alerting them to what's going on.
In the front.
20 pipeline stages. Now we see that the G4 is only 7 pipeline stages. So you're thinking, well, what's a pipeline stage?
I want to play games. I got the videotape right there.
All processors execute instructions through their pipeline. This is a very simplified version of it. It's a 4-stage pipeline. Instruction gets fetched, decoded, executes, and the result stored. Now, all the processors we're looking at have more pipeline stages in them.
Away from here with a ticket or go to jail is going to depend on whether or not you're going to tell me the truth.
Okay.
So what do you want to say?
I did.
Okay. Where are they at? Did you throw them away?
I threw them away.
No winners?
Huh?
You didn't hit the big one. You didn't scratch them?
No.
Which garbage can did you throw them in, partner?
That one right there.
Let's take a walk over there. he did scratch some of them.
Oh,
and didn't win nothing, huh?
No.
What are you going to do, walk back in there if you would have won $5,000?
No.
What are you going to do?
I don't know, man. I was just off. I just got everything I own stolen. That guy right there,
so you're
watching, he's a deaf man at the mission.
So you're going to come take it out on these people because you had some stuff stolen?
Had it stolen out of their store, man.
What else did you steal besides the pepperoni sticks and these?
That's it.
Why you carry around a bag full of tampons and...
That's Melissa. That's not Melissa.
Who's Melissa?
Huh?
Who is Melissa?
She's who I got a ride up here with.
Where's she at now?
She's gone. I was waiting for her to come back.
She just kind of left you high and dry, huh?
Yep.
Who was the partner you were inside the store with that was watching out for you?
I had no... Was there somebody that was looking out or looking around?
Looked like somebody you came in with.
At the time I took the ticket you're talking about?
Right.
No. It was before.
All right, let's walk back over here. Have a seat. Well, basically, this guy came into the store. While he was in there, he stole scratch-off lottery tickets. Most shoplifter calls that you get, you go there, some security guards got him in custody. All you got to do is go in and fill out the paperwork, but this is a little different one here. This time the guy stuck around. Nobody detained him. He kind of detained himself, hoping that he'd win the big lotto, but it didn't quite work out that way. So instead, he won a night with Pierce County in their jail.
Every night, a different approach, a different perspective.
Version of it. It's a four-stage pipeline. Instruction gets fetched, decoded, executes, and the results stored. Now all the processors we're looking at have more pipeline stages than this. And they have one or more of these pipeline stages broken down into multiple pipeline stages.
Hi, we're either on the line or away from the phone, but please don't hang up. Your call is very important to us. Please leave your first and last name and a telephone number along with any possible extensions, and someone will return your call within the next 5 to 10 minutes. Thanks for calling. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up. One or more.
Help you?
Yeah, what sorts of models do you have?
We have Spanish, black, white, and Asian females available.
And what kind of Asian? Thai or Japanese?
Thai.
And what's the going rate?
Where are you located?
In Brookline.
$200 cash for the hour.
And are these people you can have sex with, or?
That's between you and the girl.
Uh-huh.
It's a full body massage.
Oh, really?
Let's look at an example of this. We have the 7-stage G4 versus the 20-stage Pentium 4 here. And we're going to execute equivalent instruction streams down these pipelines. So, we see instructions flowing down the pipeline, and the short pipeline starts getting results sooner. It takes us a while to fill the longer pipeline. Now we start seeing some results coming off the long pipeline. So right off the bat, the long pipeline has a disadvantage in that it takes longer time to fill. Now every cycle we're executing one instruction and completing it. So you're probably thinking, well, wait a minute, the longer pipeline is running twice as fast as the shorter pipeline. And so at some point in time, it's going to catch up to the short pipeline and pass it. And that would be true in the ideal case. But it's not a perfect world. And there's inefficiencies associated with long pipelines. That's been called in the press lately the pipeline tax. The pipeline tax is occurs because there are bubbles in the pipeline that come from data dependencies. That's
0421 8 Adam.
Data from the previous instruction.
That's pretty accurate, but she was laughing the whole time, and she wasn't struggling as much as, I mean, obviously she's letting on to be. She may have been a little bit, but she was laughing, and there was no indication to me that I should stop.
Okay, so her version was pretty accurate.
Pretty accurate, yeah.
Okay, so she was laughing. Did you ever get to kiss her?
I kissed her in the lips.
Okay.
A couple times or whatever. Numerous times, probably.
Uh-huh. And this was in the lobby?
Uh-huh.
And again, she was laughing but not responding to your kiss.
Not responding in a negative way that would lead me to believe that she wouldn't want to be kissed. At least that's the way it appeared to me. Maybe, you know, I didn't quite get it, but that's the way it appeared to me.
So she was responding in a negative way by... her nervous laughter and not responding?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Was she pushing you away?
Yeah.
You know, they were going to wait out in front of the gate.
All right, I'll check this out. It happens quite frequently.
All right, so thanks.
I'm Charlie Robert from that station assignment.
Alpha 437, I have that.
During this time? Her earring come off during this time?
Yes, it did.
On the breast of their outermost garment. On all channels, set 104.
Kind of like a little slow.
mental drug kind of feeling.
Yeah.
It's loose. Don't hold it in. Just let it lie.
No, she was just saying, I gotta go.
Happened was a construction worker came into the lobby, so you released her, and then you both went to you went out into the parking lot first,
mm-hmm.
and she left the building, and when she came to her car, you were leaning up against the driver's side of the door.
Yeah,
took the night off and then one day it's off back tomorrow.
All right, thanks. All
ready. 101. I'm allowed party at 83 Chelsea Street, second floor.
Okay, we got it.
Attacks is occurs because there are bubbles in the pipeline that come from data
We're
dependencies.
We're over there on the Falls Boulevard. I need you to run it right into the airport if you would.
Sure thing.
Well, first of all, that you left the lobby separately. What happened was a construction worker came into the lobby, so you released her.
Instruction is dependent on the data
Bridge
from
the
previous
Alpha
instruction.
113. Are we making out on the alarm on 710 Washington?
The first experiment. The second one, Art, I think you're going to find really interesting. It was conducted by the U.S. Army in 1993. It was Intelligence and Security Command. 1993, and what they did was they took human DNA from a donor. They actually scraped tissue from the inside of the mouth of the donor.
Yeah.
The donor's leukocytes, white blood cells, is what they had. And this is a very interesting experiment. In the same building, so this is happening in the same building, they placed the donor in one room of the building, and the donor's DNA in a very sensitive machine in another room of the same building.
Yes.
And what they did was they exposed the donor to very powerful emotional stimulus caused from video clips. So they were very graphic wartime clips, erotic clips, humorous clips, inducing very powerful states of emotion in the donor in one room. And they said, let's see if his DNA is affected in any way in another room.
Let me guess, the DNA started to jump around.
Well, what they found was that the DNA electrically, when...
By Bartlett Place in North Market Street.
Or even more catastrophic is certain branches can cause the entire pipeline to drain. So let's take a look at this again. Now again, we're going to run the same instruction stream down both of these pipelines.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in a little while.
Okay then, I'll talk to you later.
For 113.
41 South Russell Street.
Got a loud party there. Says they also have some people on the roof.
41 Russell Street, do you have it?
that if they have any money that they can spend on anything, what they have to do is pay off their credit cards. They have to pay off their credit cards. They have to reduce any money that they have lent out to some kind of reasonable amount, because rich people will need all that cash that they have lent all of the poor and working class people, and they're going to come and get it. They're going to come and get it. And so what poor people need to do is to be paying down their debt and saving their money.
She went around, you got in her car and drove away.
Okay, that's an accurate story.
That is an accurate story?
Yes.
Saving their money in as liquid a form as possible. Together.
Or did you leave it alone? I mean, did you leave separately?
No, we didn't.
Because,
we
as the Globe has finally reported today, after reporting that we have all these wonderful housing starts all year long, and how the housing construction industry is in such great shape, they finally got around today to saying that the foreclosure rate by the end of this year is going to be horrendous.
Or did you leave it alone? I mean, did you leave separately?
No, we didn't. We left the lobby together. We didn't leave separately.
Okay.
We were the only two there. We were walking embraced. We walked out.
Okay, and the rest of the story is that... Did you go to your car first?
War. This is not a war. Remember that people of color are in danger in this country. But also, people of color, especially those from other countries, are a real resource for us. And let us also understand that we have to adopt a set of recommendations for living in this economy that makes absolute sense to poor and working class people.
Feels like maybe it's just the first time you've been there, but perhaps you've been there for a week, 3 months. It's kind of hard to say. I don't know. It's just an anonymous room.
To discover as you begin with those first steps of your spirituality that it is a first step and it is a continuous step, that you always need to refer and refurbish those particular qualities within you most definitely, and that throughout your journey, throughout however that takes you in this lifetime and beyond this lifetime into the higher realms, that most definitely you will still be dealing with the values of self as it is defined on those levels, with loving, with communing with your higher self to become more and more one with, and most definitely functioning even perhaps more importantly on those higher levels with excellence. So it is a beginning and it is an ending step. It is a continuously expanding step. But clearly there is more to developing a living, breathing, embracing a relationship with God, Goddess, all that is, than just those four steps. And there are many other steps, most definitely, many other contingencies involved in this very intricate and very complex activity of your spiritual journey.
WZBC, Adam Newton. the metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, at the podium, delivering a termination speech to the grouping in real time with consequences unknown to them. Well, after a certain period of time has passed, the surprise factor will have gone, except for the contingencies subjective to them. And then we can get on with the next piece of business, and so on. 90.3 in the FM and WZBC.org. If you got them, stream them. If we're on. Can never tell around here. It's kind of like a living organism. You don't know if it's flowing this way or that way. And some of that way is invisible, unknown, sometimes by choice, and sometimes on the Christmas layaway plan, as it were, designed with temporal concepts embedded. And you know what those can do to a declarative sentence. I don't have to tell you. You're veterans. Veterans of the foreign war. Here in time space. Surrounded by the ever present veil. Self-designed. Or at least allowed. Playing and wreaking havoc with the workmanlike declarative sentence. Designed, parts yonder. God save the Queen. Of course, I've given the final answer before, and we'll do so again and again. So extreme psychopsychic activities corresponding to solar flares on the sun affecting things EM right now. Psychopsychically around here on the least real nation on Earth. The televised American experience. Cowboy consciousness gone surreal on us. By design. And a quite excellent, courageous design it is. I mean, somebody had to do it. And I don't mean adding saffron to the broth. Anyone can do that. Gary Geiserman at the helm. GaryG4@Mac.com. Communicate to the major. Use appropriate encryption. Take the second letter out, move the first letter to the end, and add a backwards dirty word just before the last syllable, unless it begins with a vowel, in which case you say the word dry. That always gets them, except for the Navajo. They already saw that one. Every and each Thursday, get in a big pile of convention and fucking with it. Always a fun time. Gotta make mom proud. Your mom. Even if you were adopted, raised by wolves, and sent to America as an immigrant. Got you covered.
Cause the entire pipeline to drain. So let's take a look at this again. Now again, we're going to run the same instruction stream down both of these pipelines. We start. You see that the short instruction pipeline starts generating results first, and you start to see some bubbles. So you see bubbles. Now, bubbles can be one to many clock cycles. Now we see a branch. That's the red instruction. You notice the pipeline drained. Now the instruction to get to the end of the long pipeline, and that one drains. So we see that whenever we hit one of these kind of branches, we pay an enormous penalty for having that long pipeline. Now the short pipeline drains. We see a variety of bubbles, more branches, and we see that the longer pipeline falls farther and farther behind the short pipeline.
Drawers. Let's look anyway. Nothing except the Gideon Bible, which I, of course, read religiously. You know who you are, and you know kind of all about yourself, but just for day-to-day stuff, notes are really useful. Sammy Jenkins had the same problem, but he really had no system. He wrote himself a ridiculous amount of notes, but he'd get them all mixed up. You really do need a system if you're going to make it work.
Religion, when I was in college at the State University of New York at Binghamton in the 1960s, well, I saw every major poet, but of the anti-academic school at that time, that is with the Beats and the Black Mountain School and so on. And there was a kind of integration going on in American culture in the 60s between poetry as recitation, as performance, and music, jazz, and the nascent rock, and image in experimental cinema that was being done, including early Andy Warhol and so on. And somehow that fantastic inter-arts fusion fell apart. It fell apart through, I think, people taking too many drugs and not entering the professions. And I think it's one of the major tragedies in the history of American culture. So poetry has been very much neglected, actually, in academia. I hate to say this, right? Because post-structuralism and postmodernism are geared toward the narrative of novels. People have lost the ability to read poetry. So my new book is coming out from Pantheon next year, hopefully, in the fall, I'm trying to put into it 30 years of teaching poetry in the classroom. I feel very evangelical about it. I hope to bring back the fashion for poetry criticism.
Among the moderns that you're talking about, which ones connect with the students in your classrooms now?
Well, what I teach is everything from, you know, in the whole glorious tradition of English literature, from Shakespeare on, right down through Romanticism and into modern times. I myself love the Beats. I love William Carlos Williams. I dislike a lot of the most admired figures, like you know, Ashbery and James Merrill and Seamus Heaney, I think, is wildly overpraised. I adore, like, major figures like Yeats and Wallace Stevens and Reske. Theodore Reske is, for me, one of the great masters. My
Leonard's memory disorder in Memento, it's anterior grade memory loss. It's a form of amnesia whereby you can't make new memories. You know everything about yourself. You know all the supposedly objective information about, you know, who you were and, you know, your name and who you grew up with and who you were married to and where you lived and all this stuff. Up until a particular point where through, in his case,
May I rent you out as an adding machine? Get me Joe Robard. Anybody else call?
The renting agent and your tailor.
Pay the rent and tell the tailor to wait.
Leave much balance in the bank. Hello, Mr. Robard? Could you locate him, please?
There. Watch me run a 50-yard dash with my legs cut off. Hey, Joe. Joe, it's Sydney. How do you like this? I'm running out of alibis. Oh, no. I asked JJ to withhold the item until he give you a fine fat paragraph.
You're a liar, Sydney.
What do you mean a liar?
Oh, it's a publicity man's nature to be a liar. I wouldn't hire you if you wasn't a liar. I pay you a C and a half where you plant big lies about me and the club all over the map.
Oh, that's the way you mean it.
Yeah, I mean in that sense, but also in the sense that you are a personal liar, too, because you don't do the work that I pay you for.
Wait a minute, Joe. When I spoke to JJ last night, he said...
Does it
This is something that I would assume someone who has seen can never forget.
No, I was never sent to witness this.
I think I'm justified in being a bit skeptical about the sincerity and truthfulness of Eichmann. For instance, I read a book of Rudolf Höss. He was the last commander of Auschwitz. He was hanged by the Poles in 1951, 10 years before Eichmann was caught. And before he was executed, he wrote his memoirs, his autobiography. And there he described, amongst other things, how they had to put 1,000 children to death during one day. And he said when he had to push the children, who sometimes begged for their lives on their knees, and he had to push them into the gas chamber, his knees were getting a bit wobbly. But he adds, I always felt ashamed afterwards about this weakness of mine after I talked to Obersturmbannführer Eichmann. Because Eichmann explained to me that it's especially the children who have to be killed first.
Inputs 1 and 2 also additionally feature DI inputs, so we can bring your guitars straight into Control 24.
Trauma, you know, blow to the head. He's lost the ability to make new memories. So.
And it had that anger in it that attracted me even before I knew that I was angry myself.
See how out of control it's got. In the peak years of the Cold War, the highest number of wiretaps was less than 1,000. In most of the years, it was 500 or less. The only big peak prior to 1990 was when we had a small domestic war with our entire miners, conducted by Prime Minister Mrs. Thatcher, and I think the inference is that represents an unprecedented level of temporary political surveillance. And then it settles down to its normal level, and she's seen out. Get to 1990, and this happens. Have we been overrun by drug-toting Colombian drug bands? Have we been subverted within from the Russian mafia? Are unprecedented numbers of KGB spies efficiently working for us? None of the above. This is purely driven by how nice and easy it's become in the automated systems to collect wiretap data. And it is just exponentially rising. It's very, very tempting for them.
One day a friend introduced me to another girl, a very spiritual girl. This was Paula. Except that they're both Caucasian. Nicole and Paula don't even look anything alike. Paula has dark hair. I was impressed with Paula's spiritualness, and I needed some spiritualness in my life at the time. Earlier, there was another girl that I was working with on the set of the TV series First and Ten, and she was a black woman. But I was married to Nicole at that time, so that didn't go any further. If I had met this black girl when Nicole and I were separated, who knows?
Mr. Shelby from 304.
All right, what can I do for you, Leonard? Bert.
I'm not sure. I think I may have asked you to hold my calls.
You don't know?
Well, I think I may have. I'm not too good on the phone.
Right. You said you like to look people in the eye when you talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't remember saying that.
Well, that's the thing. I have this condition.
A condition?
It's my memory.
Amnesia.
No. It's different from that. I have no short-term memory. I know who I am. I know all about myself. I just... Since my injury, I can't make new memories. Everything fades. If we talk for too long, I'll forget how we started. And next time I see you, I'm not going to remember this conversation. I don't even know if I've met you before. So if I seem a little strange or rude or something... I've told you this before, haven't I?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to mess with you, but it's so weird. You don't remember me at all.
No.
We've talked a bunch of times.
I'm sure we have, yeah.
Well, what's the last thing you remember?
My wife.
What's it like?
It's like waking. It's like you just woke up.
That must suck. That's all backwards. I mean, maybe you get an idea about what you want to do next, but you don't remember what you just did. I mean, I'm exactly the opposite.
How long have I been staying here?
A couple of days.
And you're holding my calls?
Like you said.
Okay. But this guy's an exception. You know this guy?
Yeah, it's your friend, right?
What makes you think he's my friend?
I just saw you together, that's all.
He's not my friend.
Okay.
But if he calls or if he shows up here, you give me a call in my room, okay?
What, his name's Teddy?
Teddy, yeah.
All right.
Look, I hope my condition's not going to be a problem for you.
No, not as long as you remember to pay the bill.
Yeah, okay.
40.
40.
No. This guy. He's here already.
Lenny!
And I'm working very hard to provide.
The next trick is you can keep yourself
at the right pace if you speak the whole word. Rushing, you know, half the words are going, you know, half the words are not spoken. They just sort of skid rather like Bambi on ice. Skid all over.
Say we talked before? I don't remember that.
Yeah, but it's not amnesia. I remember everything up until my injury. I just can't make new memories. So I can't remember talking to you.
What did we talk about?
Well, Sammy Jenkins.
I guess I tell people about Sammy to help them understand.
Sammy's story helps me understand my own situation.
Well, Sammy wrote himself endless amounts of notes. But he got mixed up.
I have a more graceful solution to the memory problem.
I'm disciplined and organized. I use habit and routine to make my life possible. Sammy had no drive, no reason to make it work.
Me?
Yeah. I got a reason.
Look at yourself in the mirror. Literally or figuratively. Literally or figuratively. And have to come to the conclusion that that's it. It'd be rather dismal, at the very least.
As if they were not human.
Okay, there's the last branch on the short pipeline. Finish that last instruction. Continue executing along. There's the final branch for the long pipeline. Now, these branches, data dependencies occur very often, right? And it really depends on what your code looks like. Okay, now we'll finish up that last instruction. And we're done on the long pipeline.
I might get in trouble later. That's how bad it was. And these weren't the Princeton Charlie types. These are students who are fairly concerned with public issues. So we really need to analyze depths of democratic stamina and who can come up. During the Watergate time, when the prosecutors were fired by Nixon, there were 40,000 telegrams sent to one senator in Tennessee. And that was a very rewarding counterattack at the time. We had a vigil, actually, around the whole building where the prosecutor was, 24 hours. But that really came in real heavy. I don't know what exactly happened, but it told us there are real resourcefulness and resiliency out there in the country against a president, you know, firing a prosecutor who's looking into wrongdoing in the office of the White House.
And these are to evoke attitudes and experiences that are appropriate to a meditation on the mystery of the source of your own being, I would say.
To God, God is all that is. And it is the fuel that propels that vehicle as well. You know, there are many who will tell you correctly that you are God. There are few that will tell you more correctly that you are God, Goddess, all that is. But you see, many will use that truth to justify complacency, to justify a state of what? Somnambulism, of thinking that you're perfect already. Many will use that truth erroneously, and rather than explaining to you, yes, you are God, Goddess, all that is, already, your job is to discover yourself. And that through that self-discovery, you become more of God, Goddess, all that is. For the part of you that is God, Goddess, all that is now is so small, effective but small. And the goal in your spirituality is to expand it, to become more of it, so that more and more as you progress, you become more of, closer to God, Goddess, all that is. You are not perfect the way you are. You have growth and expansion and stretching. Thank goodness you're not perfect the way you are. For as you look at yourself in the mirror, literally or figuratively, and have to come to the conclusion that that's it, it'd be rather dismal, at the very least.
They just sort of skid, rather like Bambi on ice. They just skid all over. Text. So you just try and speak clearly. The muscles remember what they have to do. Gently and calmly. And you can practice that again.
Protesting the kind of disgusting, you know, anti-humane culture that we had grown to adulthood in.
beginning to flicker.
Hey, it must be some guy wanting orders. Oh, fetid photons.
Well, now just order him to go away. You'll just have to bluff it out, Zed.
I'll just have to bluff it out.
Yeah, now sit down and do something.
Say something.
Anything.
And now don't worry, we'll be right behind you.
I can, like, work these in my mind and make them up into new systems.
Brains are built differently, wired differently, whatever, and especially with young children, we have to think about how we're going to teach them to do what it is they need to do and so they can contribute in the world. And I'm wondering where the line is between...
out there in the country against a president, you know, firing a prosecutor who's looking into wrongdoing in the office of the White House. But if any of you want subject matter by the citizen groups here for further research, we'd be happy to provide you.
You've been ducking all week. This is my press agent, Jones.
You know, I tried to call you twice, but you lied.
Now, what do you do for that $100 a week? Fall out of bed?
Jimmy, I was just on my way inside to drop the Huntsman. I got a great...
We'll have this kid arrested for larceny.
Listen, when the band was at Roseland, I was the
that
one
was
that...
2 months ago.
Jimmy.
Take your hands out
Jimmy.
Of my pocket, thief.
Jimmy, now take it easy.
Why?
Jimmy.
It's a dirty job, but I pay clean money for it, don't
no
I?
No more you don't. What is this, showing off for the girl he's supposed to hear in Korea?
He's clever. He knows where he's being fired.
If you're funny, James, I'm a pretzel. Drop dead.
So let's go back and compare our four processors again. Here we have the Pentium 4. Running at 1.8 gigahertz and those 20 pipeline stages. It's interesting to look at the Itanium because, again, Intel's next generation processor, they chose to go with 10 pipeline stages. Note that it runs at 800 megahertz. And we see the UltraSpark 3 has 14 pipeline stages and runs at 900 megahertz. So the G4 is an extremely efficient design in that it only has 7 pipeline stages and yet runs at the same speed as other processors that have much longer pipelines.
Sort of cut adrift, in a sense, in time, because he's lost his sense of time passing.
Alternative to that, and the internet is that opportunity we've been looking for.
For me, and I was able to move for another few years, and just I've been protected from the buffeting winds of change in the art world. Art movements come and art movements go. I just have my own odd path, my own trajectory.
watch me run a 50-yard dash with my legs cut off. Hey! Hey, Joe. Joe, it's Sydney. How do you like this? I'm running out of alibis. Oh, no. I asked JJ to withhold the item until he give you a fine fat paragraph.
Joe, you're a liar, Sydney.
What do you mean a liar?
Oh, it's a publicity man's nature to be a liar. I wouldn't hire you if you wasn't a liar. I pay you a C and a half where you plant big lies about me and the club all over the map.
Oh, if that's the way you mean it.
Yeah, I mean in that sense, but also in the sense that you are a personal liar, too, because you don't do the work that I pay you for.
Wait a minute, Joe. When I spoke to JJ last night, he said...
suicide a couple years before that. She started crying. I started crying on the phone. Started talking about my little brother. Told her I wanted her to take him out and try and hook him up and, you know, get him with a woman, get him laid. You know, made a statement to her that I didn't want him turning into a faggot. The last thing I remember was putting the movie in the VCR and sat back down on the couch. I'd rented a couple movies. One was Clint Eastwood movie, The Unforgiven. By the time it was over, I was probably about finished with a fifth of whiskey.
Hello? 911, may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. This is Luigi's Restaurant on McPherson Church Road. We've got somebody outside blowing off a shotgun.
A shotgun?
Yes, ma'am. He just shot a gun through the window.
Is anybody hurt?
I don't think so.
He came in as soon as we closed the door and locked it. Chased after the hostess's husband. He fired a shot, but the gun misfired.
Authorities say the poor black soldier was yelling he was upset that President Clinton was letting gays into the military as he randomly picked off people in the building.
He shot anybody that was moving. He didn't care who he was shooting. He was just, I guess he wanted to get his point across with blood. That's what he kept screaming. You know, you're going to have my blood on your hands, he kept saying to everybody. Now you're going to have this. Clinton's going to pay. He just kept shooting and shooting. I guess it's really great.
That's the beginning of it. Can be very exciting. That's the seed inside you, somewhere behind those eyes, behind that body, somewhere tucked away inside and yet not there at all. Is this seed, is this spark, is this God, Goddess, all that is?
If proof were needed that actors are people, it would be their deep resentment to this situation. Difference between actors as there is between other people. In Hollywood, there are the gifted, the not so gifted, and the ungifted actors. For all of them, acting is not just a way of earning a living, but a way of life.
You say it. When you get very, very nervous, it's like your head has trotted off and your mouth can't keep up. So you start sort of stumbling.
So you have information for me.
Is that what your little note says?
Yeah.
Must be tough living your life according to a couple of scraps of paper. You mix your laundry list with your grocery list and you'll end up eating your underwear for breakfast. I guess that's why you have those freaky tattoos.
Number one trick is to take the breath, and if you're feeling very nervous, even halfway through a presentation, adjust your shoulders. Nobody will see you. Nobody will see you. The other thing you can do is just very gently, quietly, sigh out. As you sigh out, the breath calms down, and then you can start again.
Great. What do the Bilderbergers normally discuss at their meetings, and how do those meetings come about, really?
Well, basically what happens is they have a core group. They have some advisory committees, and they have a chairman, and they have a permanent secretary. And they have an expansive network. It gets bigger every year, people who've been to Bilderberger meetings. And that's the equivalent, I don't want to offend any Italian-Americans here, but it is the equivalent of being made in the mafia. Once you're in, you're in for life. And the benefits accrue and flow your way. And certainly if you're in politics, then you have no difficulty getting the kind of editorial support that you'll need or the financial support. If you're in journalism, if you're in the business of owning newspapers, you'll never be short of money to acquire more. So basically you get co-opted into the net and willingly co-opted. When they get together, they discuss a number of things. There's a whole listing of typical things that Bilderbergers discuss. I'll just kind of put them generally because they specialize in every particular meeting every year on particular issues. Mm-hmm. But they basically, they manipulate global finances. They decide which economies will boom, which will burst, what the exchange rates will be, and so forth. And so literally they can decide which parts of the world will really take off economically and which will go down. And they make money there as well, with that prior knowledge, as well as manipulating the world through that means towards a more homogenized standard of living, which is going to be essential for the New World Order. You can't have big disparities under a world government. The second thing that they do is they decide which political figures they should elevate and which are proving to be inconvenient or uncooperative, or which perhaps have changed their mind. Yes. In which case, those politicians get the nod, and Bill Clinton, we might come back to this, Jeff, got that nod in the 1991 Bilderberger meeting at Baden-Baden, Germany. I'd just kind of like to continue with that for a moment. He went over there as the internationally unknown governor of Arkansas, which, of course, is not among the leading American states.
Not exactly.
Would not think that the Bilderbergers, who are a very prestigious group of people, whose time is extraordinarily valuable, would really have a lot of time for someone from that kind of background, but they gave him the time. He got the nod, and then he left his extensive entourage. He never travels anywhere without quite a number of people accompanying him. He left them behind in Germany. He took a flight to Moscow immediately after he met with the Bilderbergers. There he met with a man who assumed some considerable significance afterwards. This man was in the middle of his campaigning in the Yeltsin-Gorbachev phony election, the theater that's been conducted for the West consumption for the last couple of years.
Yes.
Of a supposedly democratized Russia. Anyway, he was in the midst of the last couple of days of this campaigning, and at his office door arrives this internationally unknown governor of an obscure American state. He immediately makes a number of hours available to him. Now, this is a very important man in the Soviet hierarchy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At the end of that process, Clinton leaves, goes back to Germany, picks up his entourage, and goes back to the United States. We notice the press shift immediately. All of the, quote, bimbo eruptions die away, and the press is backing Clinton from that point on, the establishment press. Significantly, this man lost the election, but Yeltsin, who was victorious, immediately appointed him, though he was in the opposing camp apparently, to be head of the KGB. Now we have to ask ourselves, no one can know because no one else is in the room. We know Bill Clinton was in Moscow.
Yes.
During the Vietnam War. Did the Bilderbergers in essence say to him, Bill, you can have the job, but you're going to have to go to Moscow and see this particular individual and get your KGB files fixed? No one at that time knew that this man would in fact be the head of the KGB, unless that had also been arranged beforehand as part of the charade.
I guess they have talent at painting things. It's not such a bright idea for Monet to paint those haystacks. Different artists today. I mean, you could think of it.
A series of women in the late 30s and early 40s seemed to be searching for this way out of the European crisis, or the crisis in art. He was trying to find forms, but instead of finding them in abstractions, like a circle for a clock, he'd find it in an elbow or a shoulder, and try and create his own elbow, or his own shoulder, or his own eyes. And he moved from there into a series of abstractions.
Across the right, we also have an 8-channel stereo line submixer. Individual controls the channels with a master control here.
So it isn't long distance.
Hello?
JJ, it's Sydney. Could you come out for a minute?
Could I come out? No.
I have to talk to you, JJ, that's why.
You had to do something for me, you didn't do it.
Could I come in for a minute?
No, you're dead, son. Get yourself buried.
Just a moment. I'm ringing. He doesn't answer. Shall I take a message? Yes, I have. Thank you.
For Sydney.
Later.
Harvey, I often wish you were deaf and wore a hearing aid. With a simple flick of the switch, I could shut out the greedy murmur of little men.
JJ, I need you in for 2 minutes.
Mac.
Yes?
I don't want this man at my table.
I've got a message from your sister.
Forgive me, Harvey. We were interrupted.
The Supreme Court story I was telling you. Justice Black.
Oh, yes. Justice Black. That's right. But I believe I had it in my column.
Last July, the lead item.
Well, I believe that's precisely where I read it, too. You see, J.J., where I get my reputation for being the best informed man in Washington.
Now, don't kid a kidder.
Well, I don't think we caught your name, young man.
Sidney Falco, sir, but everybody knows and admires you, Senator Walker.
Every 6 years, I've become less convinced of that. Well, this young lady is Miss Linda James. She's managed by Manny Davis.
I know Manny Davis.
Everyone knows Manny Davis. Except Mrs. Manny Davis.
Go ahead, Billy, shoot.
Uh-huh. Sports cars are getting smaller and smaller in California. The other day you were crossing Hollywood Boulevard and you got hit by one. And you had to go to the hospital to get it removed. Billy, you're not following the column. I had it last week.
Senator, do you believe in capital punishment?
Why? A man has just been sentenced to death. Manny, tell me, what exactly are the unseen gifts of this lovely young thing that you manage?
Well, she sings a little. You know, she sings.
Manny's faith in me is simply awe-inspiring, Mr. Hunsaker. Actually, I'm still studying.
What subject?
Singing, of course. Straight concert. And...
Well, why, of course? You might, for instance, be studying politics.
Me?
Well, the CJJ.
You must be kidding, Mr. Hunsaker. Me with my Jersey City brains.
The brains may be Jersey City, but the clothes are Trina Norell.
Are you an actor, Mr. Falco?
That's what I was thinking. Are you, Mr. Falco?
Well, how did you guess it, Miss James?
He's so pretty, that's how.
Mr. Falco, let it be said at once, is a man of 40 faces, not one. None too pretty. And all deceptive. You see that grin? That's the charming street urchin face. It's part of his helpless act. He throws himself upon your mercy. He's got a half dozen faces for the ladies. But the one I like, the really cute one, is the quick, dependable chap. Nothing he won't do for you in a pinch. So he says. Mr. Falco, whom I did not invite to sit at this table tonight, is a hungry press agent and fully up to all the tricks of his very slimy trade. Match me, Sidney. Not right this minute, J.J. I know that wonder boy of yours opens at the Latin Quarter next week.
J.J.,
Say goodbye, Lester.
May I ask you a naive question, Mr. Falco? Exactly how does a press agent work?
Well, answer the man, Sidney. He's trying to take you off the hook.
You just saw a good example of it, Senator. A press agent eats a columnist's dirt and is expected to call it manna.
But don't you help columnists by furnishing them with items?
Sure. A columnist can't do without us, except our good and great friend J.J. forgets to mention that. You see, we furnish him with items.
What, some cheap, gruesome gags?
You print them, don't you?
Yes, with your client's names attached. That's the only reason the poor slobs pay you, to see their names in my column all over the world. Now I make it out you're doing me a favor?
I didn't say
that. The day I can't get along without a press agent's handout, I'll close up shop and move to Alaska lock, stock, and barrel.
Sweep out my igloo. Here I come.
Look, Manny, you rode in here on the senator's shirt tail, so shut your mouth.
Now come, J.J. That's a little too harsh. Anyone seems fair game for you tonight?
This man is not for you, Harvey. And you shouldn't be seen in public with him. Because that's another part of a press agent's life. They dig up scandal about prominent people and shovel it thin among columnists who give them space.
There seems to be some illusion here that escapes me.
We're friends, Harvey. We go as far back as when you were a fresh kid congressman, don't we?
Why is it that everything you say sounds like a threat?
Maybe it's a mannerism, because I don't threaten friends. But why furnish your enemies with ammunition? You're a family man, Harvey, and someday, God willing, you may want to be president. And here you are, out in the open, where any hep person knows that this one is toting that one around for you. Are we kids or what? Next time you come up, you might join me on my TV show.
Thanks, J.J., for what I consider sound advice.
Go thou and sin no more. Senator?
Hi, Mr. Falco.
Mac, don't let the Senator pay that check.
I'll take care of it, Mr. Hunsaker.
President.
Hello, J.J.
Bill. My big toe would make a better president.
Mr. Hunsaker's coming, Joe.
Make me a good one, Joe. Sure. Thanks, Al. Anyone calls, Dan, I'll be at El Morocco.
Very good, Mr. Hunsaker.
Where's your coat, Sidney? Saving tips?
The movie industry exploits their need for exhibitionism, an essential of all acting, but at the same time, many people in the industry are both jealous and resentful of the actors. These are the people who pamper, flatter, and glamorize the actor for the public, but who privately scorn and hate them.
So I hope that this gets you to understand that performance is more than just megahertz. And I hope you're not fooled by the megahertz myth. Thank
you. Americans are noted the world around, you know, for having great courage, having a great military. But the world's view of us in many places with many people is we just don't have the stomach to stick anything out. And it was a, well, we were great during World War II, yeah, but this is a new generation, or they all spoil.
Right, better change. Better
so we're now going to, we're now being put to the test. But I'll tell you this, if they could go down to Ground Zero here in Lower Manhattan, and you referred to it earlier, and see the following. See those firemen? Take it for a minute, will you?
Okay, I'll tell you what.
Well, I can finish.
No, Dan, take care of yourself. We'll be right back here with Dan Rather.
Impossible. Look, I'm sorry I don't remember you. It's nothing personal.
I do have information for you. I do have information for you. You gave me a license plate number. Had my friend at DMV trace it. Guess what name came up? John Edward Gammel, John G.
Do you know him?
No. But his face on his driver's license looked really familiar. I think he's been in the bar, maybe. Here's a copy of his license, his registration, photo and all. Are you sure you want this?
Have I told you what this man did?
Yeah.
Well, then you shouldn't have to ask.
But even if you get revenge, you're not going to remember it. You're not even going to know that it happened.
My wife deserves vengeance. Doesn't make any difference whether I know about it. Just because there are things I don't remember doesn't make my actions meaningless. The world doesn't just disappear when you close your eyes, does it? Anyway, maybe I'll take a photograph to remind myself. Get another freaky tattoo.
So number one trick, try and breathe slowly and deeply and calmly.
And through the discovery of who you are, you discover it. And expand it within you. And a vehicle for that, and the fuel for that vehicle, is intuition. Very important, that's to develop it. It is critical at a certain point, and very nice to develop it before it becomes critical, so that you can move into it with elegance, with grace. Not only therefore to grow spiritually, and thus to succeed, but to grow spiritually with ease, without struggle, without pain. Not only that you succeed, but the way you succeed opens that, quote, magic door, opens that hidden passageway to greater levels of spirituality than you otherwise would discover.
And
in space because he doesn't know where he is, because he doesn't know how he's got someplace.
I think what I like most about the film is that Leonard is just a more extreme version of how I live my life. Like, I tell friends things several times, forgetting that I've already told them. My memory is often so unreliable, I write notes to myself, I email myself, I leave phone messages for myself. Leonard actually tattoos his body with lists of facts that he has to remember. Things like, find him and kill him.
Sit down there and be a star.
Hey, when I'm a star, I'll hire a better ideas man.
Hey. That's being conducted in Russia. What we know from our own independent sources is when he went over there later as president, he was approached the square, Red Square, by a man who said 20 years ago, he had been the head of the KGB escort that flew him to Hanoi at that time. So there seems to be some interesting linkages there.
Yeah,
check that
right.
For you.
Okay.
I always get his name a little wrong. It's Bavkin, or let me just find it for you there.
Okay. By the way, for all of you listening in, there was a very interesting point that John Whitley made. Once you are in to the Bilderberg group, accepted as a Bilderberger member and invited to a meeting, and as long as you toe the line and say the things you're supposed to say, you're there. And editorial support is what John said Bill Clinton began to receive, as do others who are anointed by the Bilderbergers, who again are acting pretty much at the behest of the global elite, the international money people, the bankers, the financiers, the corporate giants, the moguls, and so forth. Once in as a Bilderberger, the editorial support, that means the mainstream media in this country, begins to support you. And as he said, the bimbo press pretty much died away in its screaming and yelling at Clinton, and he began at that point to sustain and gather more and more support for his...
Really revolutionary move. He got rid of color, the abstractions were black and white. To everyone's intense surprise, as soon as he had mastered these black and white pictures, he stopped them and began to paint women again.
I just wanted to make it easy for myself to put something right in the center of the canvas, like it had two eyes and nose and mouth and arms and feet. I had a lot of markers out of magazines. And I noticed that when I had something, a photographic image like this, the mouth, it gave me a point of reference. It was something to hold on to.
But he just cut it out of a newspaper ad, Be Kind to Your T-Zone, or maybe it was Camel. It was a woman's mouth. And that was the area around which that was sort of the... Let's say it was the eye of the hurricane. It sort of doesn't matter what's going on out there, and I just let it evolve.
It is very much, one could see you almost like a satellite in an orbit, caught in a gravitational field, but an orbit going round and round and round, definitely moving, but going in circles, progressing, but are you coming any closer to your source or goal, which is the same? And you need to get out of orbit. You need an energy boost to get out of orbit.
Disappear when you close your eyes, does it?
Energy boost is intuition. And in order to give yourself that energy boost, you need something to fuel it. And that fuel is also intuition. Using that analogy, and be aware all analogies break down ultimately, but we would suggest using that analogy. You could see yourself existing now in orbit, circling your own personal unconscious and the collective unconscious, going round and round and round within its gravitational field, within its influence, within its portal. Currently fueling yourself with what we call your personal and collective logic. We use that term, personal logic and collective logic, as opposed to inductive or deductive logic, because clearly 90% of what people refer to as logical isn't. And we don't mean isn't in that it isn't, or that it is illogical in some capacity. What we mean that it doesn't really fit what logic is. Logic is either deductive, a process of syllogisms, a combination of statements, three, that come to a conclusion that is logical. This is so, that is so, therefore. Or the inductive, taking the specific and extrapolating or expanding it into the general. Anything that doesn't fit that syllogistic approach is not logic. Is perhaps thinking and reasoning and various other components of putting together pieces of information in some sort of ad hoc way to come up with some sense of reasonability. But it is not logical. It doesn't necessarily fit, follow absolutely from a general statement, humans are mortal, so-and-so is human, therefore so-and-so is mortal. It's the syllogism, deductive reasoning, reversing it, the inductive. And 90% of what you call logical, that's a logical conclusion, that's a logical response, that makes sense logically, really doesn't. But you use the term as some sort of stamp of approval, so therefore we'll refer to it as personal and collective logic. And that currently is the fuel that keeps this particular orbiting motion around the collective unconscious and through your personal unconscious. You need to change fuels. You need to change fuels and use intuition as a fuel, not exclusively, not to throw away your reasoning power, not to throw away your thinking, clearly not, but perhaps an additive to the fuel, an STP product or something of that sort, to make that fuel burn more efficiently, more effectively, so that you can boost yourself out of the orbit, beyond or outside of that collective unconscious. Using intuition. You can't think your way there. You can't logically move. You've got to do it intuitively. Good. But how do you do that? You see, that's what we're getting to. But it is important to move, not just to move, but to progress, to come closer.